Hello, it's a boo post from me today instead of a text one. So I thought I'd try something a bit different. Now I'm here to determine the purpose of my e-portfolio for level two, and I've decided that it has many purposes, and those purposes are evolving and changing as I understand more about what e-portfolios are. But where I'm at the moment is that I want a place to record all of the things that I've created over the last 12 months on the internet, and I need a place to record the learning that I've done and the connections that I've made, the courses I've done, professional development. I need to keep a record of everything for my re-registration as a teacher at the end of next year, and I want a place to put a record of my employment history and my qualifications so that I can whip up a view of myself when I need to apply for a job or for whatever purpose that might be. So it has many, many purposes really for the e-portfolio. And the impact technology has, well, it enables me to present information in interesting ways, like doing an audio boo instead of typing everything out. So it makes it more interesting, it makes it easier to present information because you don't have to scroll through a whole pile of paperwork, and it's good for longevity really because you can back it up and keep a copy with you all the time. It's accessible on the cloud. It can be mobile because I use my WordPress blog and my wiki on a laptop, on a desktop, on an iPad and an iPhone so that it can enable me to do things quickly and on the go, which is a bonus. The social networking is a huge part of it. It really is the heart of my what I call a personal learning environment, really. My WordPress.com website is what I call my personal learning environment, of which my e-portfolio is part of. And I consider the Facebook and the Twitter, the connections I have there, and the reflective blog posts that I do, I consider that to be part of the environment. So look, I'm not quite sure. I don't think the social networking and the reflection sits with what I call an e-portfolio. I think they all work together well to form a personal learning environment. So that's my take. It'll probably change by the end of next week, but here goes. Let's see what happens. So I'm going to whip over to the Ning and grab my badge now.